Cinemavino is brought to you by Audible. Do you want to take a deeper dive into what you love? I'm a Beatles fanatic, and I love to hear Alfred Molina read Bob Spitz's biography about the world's greatest rock band. Spitz's writing is crisp and easy to follow, and his exhaustive research puts you in the room for key moments in Beatle history.
Todd, have you ever heard of a book series called Dune?
I've heard vaguely
of it. Do you know how many sequels there are?
There's like 10 or 20,000.
There are a lot. With Audible, you gain access to these plus thousands of audiobooks and podcasts across a wide variety of genres.
Pretty awesome. You can download or access all the titles you want, plus keep one title per month. Download the Audible app and you can listen at home, in the car, or pretty much anywhere life takes you.
Sign up for a free 30-day trial to experience all the perks of membership, plus receive a free title just for signing up.
Visit audibletrial.com/cinemavino to get your free 30-day trial. That's audibletrial.com/cinemavino. Welcome back to Cinemavino. This is going to be a solo Mailbag Monday. So it's just going to be you and me again, which is kind of fun. Be sure and tune in Wednesday. We're going to do Point Break for my pick for a Dealer's Choice series. It's going to be, that's a really good podcast, some good funny stuff in there. We got pretty activated recording that one and the Over the Top podcast. If you haven't heard Over the Top, you need to hear that one too. And then next Wednesday, we're going to do a movie that Travis has been trying to get us to watch for years, if not decades, Mean Guns, starring Ice-T. It has the look of being pretty damn terrible. So the bad movies tend to bring out some pretty funny episodes, so you'll want to check that one out, too. And then after that, it will begin our famous Halloween series. We're going to do some really good horror movies. We're actually going to draw from a pretty good pool of movies during the Mean Guns podcast. So we'll get that schedule lined out. Definitely don't want to miss any of that stuff. And yeah, movie Mailbag Monday. It's like, definitely want to send those questions to on Instagram. You can message us at Cinemavino Podcast, or you can email us at cinemavinopodcast.com. For this, user JL Brown 77 asks, what are the worst movies that you have reviewed for your site? And that's actually a very good question. I had to do some soul searching to figure that out. So if you go to my website, toddwalfordmovies.com, I've got probably right around 600 reviews of movies. And that's mainly newer movies, but you can find the, you know, the classic stuff on there too. And there's some bad movies. I review everything that we've podcasted. So whenever there's a new episode that drops on Wednesdays, you can go to toddwalfordmovies.com and I will have my review also. So you can read my more full opinion on there. So yeah, the worst films that I have reviewed, there've been some bad ones. There've been some, a lot of great movies. There have been some horrific movies. And so I'm going to give you my bottom five out of those 600. And I actually had to rank them in order kind of based on my feeling, how I remember like walking out of the theater. And I believe all five of these I did see in the theaters back before COVID. Number five is a movie called Playing with Fire, starring John Cena. Plays a smoke jumper. This is like a movie, you know, those movies, it's so cliche, they built it out of a kit. He is a tough guy, muscle-bound smoke jumper who gets three, basically foster kids, three orphans show up at his smoke jumping fire station, and he has to take care of them for, like, the weekend. It's another movie that treats kids like they're aliens who landed from outer space. Definitely has a scene where John Cena changes a poopy diaper in a hazmat suit. So it is just idiotic of the highest degree. Worst of all, it wastes Judy Greer, who's a very talented actress. And, you know, she's been stuck for a long time. If you Google Judy Greer right now, you'll recognize her from a million different movies. She usually gets stuck playing the best friend character. Here she actually gets to play the love interest, but the character, it's like the only smart character in the entire movie. She's like an oasis of intelligence in a, you know, desert of stupidity. So that is definitely a horrible movie that I couldn't wait for it to be over. That's Playing with Fire, John Cena. Number four is a movie called Jexy. Adam Devine, again, Google him if you don't recognize the name. He's been in tons of stuff like Pitch Perfect. He was in Modern Family. He's been in a lot of different things. He plays an obnoxious young man who gets a new smartphone and makes the joke that, you know, young people are glued to their smartphones, glued to their screens. And so that's, you know, a joke that's popped up. It's a trope by this point. He his new phone has an Alexa slash Siri style assistant named Jexy, voiced by Rose Byrne. Unfortunately, Rose Byrne is another talented actress who, you know, often gets wasted in movies. And Jexy proceeds to ruin this guy's life. She takes over his life, kind of Fatal Attraction, Glenn Close style. She turns out to be clingy and crazy and yada yada. And I will say that there's a good idea buried in here. There's a good, there could be a funny movie that was made out of this. But it is absolutely just painfully unfunny, painfully obvious. And it's like, I will spoil the movie's, what will probably in its mind is the funniest scene. I'm just going to ruin it for you right now. Adam Devine has sex with his phone on screen, moans and everything. So that's what you're dealing with. So consider yourself warned if this ever pops up and you can stream it, or if it pops up on TV. I don't say that I didn't try to caution you away from it. So that's number four, Jexy. Number three is Serenity. This was probably when I started to review movies in 2018. This is probably the first truly horrendous movie that I came across in the theaters. I remember I pulled out my phone. I was alone in the theater. I pulled out my phone and texted my wife, I don't know what the hell I'm watching. It's like watching the YouTube video where the lady tries to pull out of the Sonic drive-thru and she ends up like running into two different like poles with her car at the same time. She just about totals her car. YouTube that, and that you'll get an idea of how bad this movie is. So the plot of this movie, basically, Matthew McConaughey is a charter boat captain, some Caribbean, you know, island somewhere. And Anne Hathaway approaches him with the idea that her husband is going to, you know, charter this sailboat, and she wants Matthew McConaughey to kill her husband. And so it's your basic film noir plot. And at this point, it's already pretty cliche, pretty clunky, but the main thing is that the movie cooks up a terrible plot twist. It might be the stupidest plot twist. No, I'm going to take that back. It is the stupidest plot twist I've seen in a movie ever. And I've seen thousands and thousands of movies. This is the dumbest plot twist I have ever seen. It's just amazing. I was laughing out loud. The worst thing about this movie is it, unlike, probably more so than any other movie on this list, it ruins a talented cast. I mean, Matthew McConaughey's won an Oscar. Anne Hathaway's won an Oscar. Diane Lane is in this movie. Diane Lane's been nominated for an Oscar. Jaimin Hunsu's been nominated for an Oscar. Wastes all of these people. It is amazing how bad this movie is. So, again, if this shows up anywhere where you can watch it, you have been warned. Serenity is number three. Cats, number two. This is, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber's beloved musical, been on Broadway for a million years. And if this movie doesn't ruin the legacy of that musical, nothing will. And it mainly stems from one mistake. One mistake actually elevates every other flaw in the movie. They CGI an all-star cast into their cat form, and it is the creepiest nightmare fuel you could imagine. It was just amazingly wrong-headed and probably very expensive decision to do it this way. And you can't unsee it once it starts. You can't get it out of your brain how horrible it looks. So, and yeah, full disclosure, that's the one movie in my life that I've walked out of. I was with my wife. She was dang near 40 weeks pregnant, and she decided it was time to go. She was outraged, so we left with about 10 minutes left. I was able to find the movie and, for God knows why, finish it later. But that tells you how bad it is. It was torture. Cat, and then really these last three, Serenity and Cats and the next one, are all strong contenders for the gold medal in this horrible contest. These movies are all atrocious. The worst movie that I have reviewed for this website is a movie called Holmes and Watson, starring Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. That's one of the worst movies I've seen, period. And again, I'm well into the thousands, probably well into the tens of thousands of movies I've seen. That is the worst movie that I have, believe I've ever seen. Will Ferrell, as the title suggests, plays Sherlock Holmes. John C. Reilly plays Dr. Watson. And again, In theory, there's a funny movie buried in there somewhere. They could have done it. You know, I mean, I've, you know, Step Brothers. I've seen Ricky Bobby. I mean, they could do it. They've made funny movies, and they could have made a funny movie out of this one. But it is miserably unfunny. It is painful. It is poorly made enough that it is disrespectful to the audience. It is an insult to people sitting in the theater that paid hard-earned money to see this movie that anybody thought that anybody would be entertained by anything on screen. It is rough. This is a low point for Will Ferrell. It's a low point for John C. Reilly. It's a low point for movies. This is, I believe, the only zero-star movie that I've done out of 600. It was nothing. It was worth nothing. Literally every other thing on this list got at least a half star. I gave Serenity half a star. Gave it 1 out of 10. This one was a zero. This one was the bottom of the pit. But yeah, those are the bottom five movies. And there were quite a few other contenders on that list. But those are the ones that really stuck out in my mind. But anyway, this has been a Movie Mailbag Monday. I believe next week we're going to start a feature of doing a Wine of the Week. Basically something new you may not have heard of before. It'd be something good and interesting to try. If you're into wine and you're looking for something to drink while you're streaming your movies, we will feature a new wine every week. But so that's something to look forward to next time. But yeah, this has been another episode. And my name is Todd Wofford. My website for reviews is toddwoffordmovies.com. And our podcast website is at cinemavino.net. Be sure and check both of those out. And yeah, get those questions to cinemavinopodcast@gmail.com. And we will be sure to answer those. But we will see you guys next time. And thank you very much.